USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Last night, 10 Israeli hostages in Gaza were released just hours before the expiration of the truce between Israel and the terrorist organization Hamas. Dave Collins has the details.
The Qatar foreign minister stated that the release was in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners, including an American-Israeli dual national. Currently, 145 individuals remain hostages, and discussions are reportedly underway for a potential extension of the deal.
President Biden says the American-Israeli dual national citizen released from Gaza yesterday is safe. She was one of 16 hostages released from Gaza last night, 10 of which were released in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners. Former President George W. Bush is honoring his former Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, following his death at his home in Connecticut yesterday. Bush wrote in a statement that America has lost one of the most dependable and distinctive voices on foreign affairs. Bush added that he was grateful for his service, but most grateful for his friendship. He served as National Security Advisor and later as the U.S. Secretary of State under Presidents Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. It's Democrat versus Republican when Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom debate during a televised broadcast this week. The 90-minute special will air on Fox News as Newsom and DeSantis talk about key issues, including the economy, inflation, abortion, gun control, immigration, and homelessness. The debate is 9 p.m. Eastern tonight. 6,000 miles away from its natural habitat, a rare goose has been captured in Los Angeles, California. Wildlife officials say the tundra bean goose was just chilling around Magic Johnson Park. It's a native to Siberia. USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Google's former CEO, Eric Schmidt, says artificial intelligence could threaten humanity within the decade. In an interview at the AI Plus Summit, Schmidt said AI development is reflective to the development of nuclear weapons that ended World War II. The dangers of AI begin when the computer can start to make its own decisions to do things, including discovering and manufacturing weapons. Schmidt said mankind would see the effects of AI within 5 to 10 years, but there's many experts in the field that say it could be only 2 to 4 years away. Henry Kissinger has died at the age of 100. The former diplomat and political scientist passed away at his home in Connecticut Wednesday. Dave Collins has more on Kissinger's life.
Kissinger served as National Security Advisor and later as the U.S. Secretary of State under both Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. He earned the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973 for negotiating a ceasefire in Vietnam. That ceasefire didn't hold, and the Vietnam War ended 2 years later with the fall of Saigon.
As the highest-ranking Jewish official in America, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer expressed his obligation to address the surge in anti-Semitism in the United States and worldwide.
The vitriol against Israel in the wake of October 7th is all too often crossing a line into brazen and widespread anti-Semitism.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.